Zealand Initiative, and I'm joined now by the Chief Economist, Eric Crampton. Eric, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Is your suggestion, your research suggesting that deciles don't matter?
Our research is showing that what is commonly interpreted as deciles mattering, so whenever you look at a league table, you'll see decile 10 schools that have far better NCEA outcomes or achievement in university entrance than decile 1 schools. Our research shows that once you separate out the effect of family background and the circumstances that every kid brings with them into the classroom, average performance across deciles looks really flat. They are all pretty comparable. Decile 1 schools and decile 10 schools have comparable effects. Now, there's going to be variation within each decile, but most of what we're seeing in these league tables is really just the effect of family background.
Which is to say, though, that if you send, I mean, the suggestion behind the research is it doesn't really matter what school you send your kids to, because largely what you're doing with them at home is what's going to impact them and determine their future. Is that right?
Well, we don't really know what parents are doing with their kids at home. We don't have a view into that. What we do see is the parents' education, parents' income, the parents' employment history, parents' benefit history, prison records, police records, child, youth, and family notifications.
Yes.
All of the kinds of things that can make it easier or harder for a school to educate a secondary student. So we can see all of that and statistically separate out the effects of all of that from the effects of the school on its own. And there we're seeing that most of the differences across decile really just come down to family background. Now, that doesn't mean that the choice of school doesn't matter. There's still a lot of variation within schools. It's far smaller than any of the league tables would show you, but there are hints at really stellar performance in decile one that would otherwise be under-recognized. There are still some poorly performing decile one schools as well, and you'd see some decile 10 schools that might do well on the league tables, but will be underperforming relative to what they could be doing given the families that they're serving. So the system as it's being set up is failing to catch underperformance in some schools, missing stellar performance in others, and results in this beating up of decile one schools, or a lot of things that are just outside of their control.
Okay, but I'm just going to ask you that question again. Does it matter what decile you send your kids to? What decile school?
It's not correlated with any of the performance measures that we've seen in NCEA.
So are you telling me if I send a child to a decile 10 school or send a child to a decile 1 school, their achievement rate would be exactly the same?
We're saying that once we've separated out the family background circumstances, we can't see differences in average performance at NCEA between decile 1 schools on average and decile 10 schools on average. Now, there's a lot more work to do. So there's fodder for a million different master's theses out of this, and we've got just one researcher on it. It'd be great to see more people picking this stuff up.
Okay.
The code is going to be shared. But things that we want to be looking at are, like, some schools might be very good at helping students that come from difficult circumstances, while other schools might not be. And then you'd want to have that kind of finer grain detail to see which schools would be really good at helping kids like your own kids. Unfortunately, we can't put some of that information out because of confidentiality restrictions that prevent us from saying which particular schools do well with different things, but this is totally stuff that the Ministry of Education could be doing.
Okay. Are you releasing this information now in a bid to put the kibosh on Barley Hark's plans to overhaul the education system? Is this to prove that it's unnecessary?
This work has been in progress for a year. It takes a long time to do the data matching exercise and the data cleaning. What we were worried about was that a substantial reorganization of New Zealand schools has been proposed, and the justification for it was, at least in the Barley Hark report, was that there are substantial performance differences across schools and by decile, and they were viewing this as strongly inequitable. When we looked at it, we'd seen that it was really family background that was explaining those differences. That doesn't really justify a complete reorganization of the school system. So we brought forward getting this bit of the information out, saying, well, if we're going to be thinking about reorganizing the school system, we ought to make sure that the reasons for doing it are consistent with the data.
Right. Okay. It sounds to me just like it is aimed at preventing what I'm not in support of Barley Hark's reforms. I think they're completely, misguided, but this seems like this data is supposed to cause us to think twice about that. Would you be prepared to admit that?
Oh, sure. The project was initiated well before anybody, even contemplated the Barley Hark report. But once we saw that substantial policy was being suggested, based on sort of misapprehensions about the actual state of play across schools.
Yeah.
We wanted to make sure that that data got out in time to be able to be a part of that conversation.
Okay. I want to put something to you. You said that on average, a decile one school would have the same kind of impact on your child's achievement as on average decile 10 school. That's a fair characterization of what you said?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I would like to put to you that averages don't tell the total truth, and you are more likely that those decile one schools that are performing so well that they're skewing the data for the badly performing decile one schools. And on average, and actually, if you look at it, you're more likely to strike a bad decile one school than a good decile one school.
Well, you'll have to wait for some further reports that are going to be coming out of this. We have finer grain detail on the proportion of decile one schools that are stellar performers and the proportions that are poor performers, and similarly at the top. But you're going to have to wait for the next report that has that finer detail.
I mean, can you discount the fact, though, that when you've got kids going to decile 10 schools, they will be dragged up by their peers, and decile one schools, they'll be dragged down by their peers?
Well, if that's happening, it didn't show up in the data that we were looking at. So what we have is 400,000 students that have gone through NCEA in the past decade or so, their achievement at NCEA, all of their family background circumstances, and if the hypothesis that you're putting up were right, then we should be seeing better performance at decile 10 schools than at decile 1 schools, because while we're correcting for all of each student's family circumstances, we haven't corrected for the circumstances of all of the other kids in the classroom. That would mean that should be showing, if that were true, stronger performance at decile 10, but that decile gradient really goes away, at least in the NCEA data, after we've adjusted just for the student's own background.
I wonder if there's any benefit in just addressing the plans to overhaul Barley Hark's plans to overhaul the education system. I would argue, and tell me if you think this is unfair, but I would argue that what your data is basically doing is saying everything is fine, nothing to change here. You know, the system works absolutely fine. It's got everything to do with parental responsibility. A very kind of like sort of white privilege, middle class attitude towards it. Like, my kids are doing fine, so we don't need to change anything. And while Barley Hark's reforms might be misguided, at least they're trying something. Is that an unfair statement to make?
I think it's unfair. We're saying that schools across the system perform comparably well. That doesn't mean that they're all performing spectacularly, right? We know that in the PISA surveys that compare our schools internationally, performance has been declining. What we're saying is that there's been a problem in the Hawk Report's problem identification, that it's missed what the problems actually are. So there's future work that needs to be done, that some of it we will be doing, that'll build on the stuff that we've already begun. So the next step would be looking at the family circumstances that predict kind of poor performance at secondary school. We want to see which schools do a fantastic job for those kids that have a rough time, and which schools could use a bit of assistance in getting up to that standard. Because imagine the performance improvements that we could have across the system as a whole if we could figure out which schools are doing superbly with different cohorts, figure out then what they're doing, and then try and spread that practice to other schools that need a bit more help. That could just be a massive system changer. It could be revolutionary. And it has nothing to do with getting all of the school boards of governance agglomerated up into these regional hubs. It has everything to do with getting better data into the system.
Eric, without telling me exactly what schools you send your kids to, can you tell me what deciles they are?
We send our kids to the nearest public school by walking access. We live in Candela.
And what decile is that?
I think it's decile 10, but that's just where we live. We chose our house in Wellington when we moved up from Christchurch based not really on schools, but actually on earthquake stability. I was paranoid about earthquakes, and we used Wellington's very extensive earthquake mapping to figure out where seemed to be safest, and Candela looked pretty good.
Eric, thanks very much. It's Eric Crampton, New Zealand Initiative Chief Economist. Now, I know Eric is very is pointing out, fair enough, of course, he's picked a place to live in Wellington that is earthquake proof, but let's be honest, not everybody can afford to live in Candela. Am I right?